whole lot of talk. The interviews that rock. Brought to you by Rock Antenna, Germany's number one rock radio station.
Hello, everyone. This is Julie from Rock Antenna in Germany, and I'm with Porter from Atreyu. Porter is fine, right? You want to be called Porter?
Das ist mein Name. Das? Yeah, mein richtiger Name, yeah.
See? And I didn't even have to say it. You live in Germany, so you speak German a little.
Ein bisschen Deutsch. Ich bin nicht perfekt, aber ich kann genug für Hallo und
ein Bier bitte.
Viel kostet ein Kartoffel und, you know, alles diese normale Lebendinge, aber für tiefer Sprechen oder tiefer Themen, nee. So, vielleicht das ist alles. Hier ist alles, ich spreche für Deutsch. Auf dieses Interview.
This is so cool. This is so cool because everybody who's like, I don't know, I don't speak it very well. Same with English. My friends, everyone, I don't speak English very well. Every native speaker is like, you speak perfect. I mean, just speak perfect. I mean, yeah. But you speak very well. So
thank you.
I'm very hard.
I appreciate that. And Germany especially is a country that is very guilty of speaking fucking perfect English, but being too scared to try it. Because once they do, or once you get them drunk, like, you're just up till 4 in the morning talking.
Yeah.
In multiple languages. Yeah.
So, and which part of Germany do you live?
In Hessen, Middle Hessen. Mm-hmm. An hour and change north of Frankfurt, in like a tiny village in the mountains for me, because I'm from the swamps of Alabama in America. But I mean, it's a big fucking hill. Like, it's a mountain to me. It's okay. Really big.
It's a big hill. Yeah. Yeah. In Germany,
well, I mean, to you, it'd probably be a big hill. Like, you live in Munich, no?
Bavaria. Yeah.
To you, it's a fucking hill for sure.
It's a hill.
But to me, mountain.
Perfect. That's so cool. You're going to start the tour tomorrow. I already see a suitcase in the back, so you're going to have to start packing.
Yeah. We fly to London tomorrow, and we have a day of rehearsal with everyone. And then we start the tour in, what, Friday, I think. Mm. It's the first show. Yeah.
How many shows do you have?
No.
No?
Saturday.
It's fine. You have a tour manager. That's why you have a tour manager.
I do. And we have an app called Master Tour. And without it, I'm lost. I don't know how many shows. It's like just under 3.5 weeks. It's pretty short.
Cool. Yeah.
But that being said, we have like a week and a half off and then 6 weeks in America. So it's my life's about to end for the year in a way.
Normal
human being.
But, well, I'm, since you live in a village in Germany, I pretty much imagine that you walking around with that crazy beard hasn't been normal ever. Like, right? You're not a normal human being in a village in Germany.
I get stared at a lot.
I have that with my pink hair in Munich too. So
yeah. Munich's very, but it's not like, it's pretty liberal too. It has all aspects. It's a big fucking city, so that is strange. You get stared at, but yeah, it's a little Christian village, a little tiny village, in that, like, you know, a lot of people probably, I assume, because news travels fast. It's been almost 2 years. They know that I live here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I rehearse on this side of this room, and I close the rollout. But like, I know you can fucking hear me screaming. So we've told our neighbors around, like on these sides, we have neighbors, and we've told them, like, okay, so my wife and I, like, we don't fight. And if we do, we're not yelling at each other the way that it sounds. Like, he's rehearsing for tour. And they're like, okay, cool. And I've definitely, like I said, I close the rollout, and I don't know what they see or hear, but it's got to be hilarious in this little village.
The rollout, a very German thing too.
I love it so much. It needs to exist. If I was more of an entrepreneur, I would like take it to the American South where there are hurricanes, because it's, you don't have to board up your windows. Like, you just done.
That's
safety, it's protection. Yeah. It's blackout. It's the best fucking thing.
Yeah, that's true. So maybe that's a merchandise idea for Atreyu.
Oh. Yeah, good idea.
Like
that is actually, besides like, surprised like some mega size German band like Rammstein or something hasn't done like Rammstein Rollladens. Like why the fuck? Like why are you not saying like? But they don't even do like fucking Schalke or Dortmund like Rollladens. Like I've never seen a marketed Rollladen.
Yeah, that's true. See, we hit a.
Completely concerned with capitalism, like the country that I come from, and selling things. So that's why. I think it's for the better. We don't tell anyone.
That's right. I mean, we're gonna have to start talking about music anyway, because that's why we're here. Not about the Rolladen. You're gonna start touring, and you're gonna do, which I love, because I've been listening to you guys for a long time, since the MySpace days, and Yes. Oh God, it's been so long. I love MySpace days. You remember the MySpace days where like every band was there and self-promoting and it was like social media, but better? Like it was better because it was...
And the stress of the top eight though, you know, I don't want that again.
Yeah, that's true. But The Curse, that's why we're talking. You've been re-releasing The Curse for... 20 plus one year anniversary, right?
Yep.
Well, it came out in 2004. And you've recorded it all over again, right?
Yes.
So,
yes.
And I loved listening to it. And for a fan who's been a fan for so long, because I knew the original 20 years ago, I thought it was so close to the original, but also... very different in as in a better way different, like because the old one is like very nostalgic and I was 16 when it came out and stuff, so it was like I was in puberty and I just started listening to all the music I loved, and so it's kind of a nostalgic feeling. But the new The Curse is very much a Treyu but better. So how did you feel when you started recording all this stuff again?
It's obviously weird for us as well, you know, especially like it's, we have a lot of respect for that album in that era of our career because it helped shape us into what we are, into the humans that we are, into the band that we are, into the career we have. And we are very, very aware of that. And, you know, the reasoning we wanted to do it is A, it's a celebration of 21 years, you know, I can drink in America now. And then B, it's like kind of a Taylor Swift-y kind of thing. Because like, we don't make any money from that album. We don't make any money from almost any of our albums. And all proceeds go to our band and anyone that wrote it, for those people that are curious about that. So we wanted to, you know, create something with modern technology that sounds bigger and better and more impressive and more vast. And like, because it does sound dated when you listen to that. If you listen to The Curse, if you listen to Suicide Notes, I would say it started to get better around Death Grip and Lead Sales. But even still, like, it sounds dated compared to things now. So we wanted to give it some new life. We wanted to, you know, kind of do the nostalgia play and do this tour, which we've never really done in our career. We've always felt like we still had something to prove as a relevant current artist. And I think we still do. If you haven't heard our new song, we just released one last week called Dead, which we can talk about later. But, you know, so for all of those reasons, we wanted to re-record that. And I will say as, you know, taking over a lot of the heavy vocals on that album, I spent more time practicing for that than anything that I have in my entire career. Wow. More time trying to respect the previous vocalist that performed it originally and honor that and not, you know, find a way to make it my own within still feeling to someone like yourself that's listened to the album for 21 years. It still feels familiar. You know, that was a big thing that we wanted to do across the board. You know, we didn't add too many new things. Like maybe Brandon sometimes does the third chorus does like a slightly different variation on there. Or, you know, we added some harmonies to this because they forgot add harmonies to half the fucking album in 21 years ago. And so, you know, there's other tricks and other things that we've learned along our career. So, yeah. And honestly, it sounds even better live. I gotta promote them. It sounds even better live. So much fun. It's so much fun. It's a lot of fucking work for me. Way more than I've ever done in my entire career. And I will be spending many of these nights not talking after the show or for the day after because we have like 5 shows in a row.
Oh, no. Oh, wow. Yeah.
But I've got my tip. I've got my tricks. I've got things that help me maintain my voice. And I've practiced a lot. Like literally after this, I'm about to go rehearse the entire album and scare my neighbors. So.
But, I mean, yeah, that's the thing. Because now that you're the singer and the bass player, because when you were the bass player only, the old joke, like, bass players don't have to do a sound check because the E-E-E-A-A, now you have to do, like, the important stuff, too. It sucks.
Yeah. It's, I mean, I love that joke. With all due respect to myself, I did sing a lot in this band, even before.
Yeah.
The shift that happened 5 years ago, but yeah, it is a lot different. We were rehearsing for when we played the Curse albums for the first time in a year ago, give or take. We did 1 show in Southern California, and then we did 2 when we were young festivals.
Oh.
And once again, like, we practiced more for that than we have ever practiced our entire fucking life for anything as a band and musicians. It's incredible. But to save my voice, one of those rehearsal days when we all flew out to California, I didn't sing. I was just like, I need to rest my voice, so I'm just going to play. And it was just fucking boring. I'm like, it's just. I say that now, but on day like 4 of 5 shows in a row, I'm going to be like, I wish I could just play bass and not fucking have to deal with it. But I enjoy it. I enjoy it thoroughly. And this process, to put a nail in the coffin of the Curse, I have become a better singer through trying to honor this album, I will say, for sure.
Yeah, I'm very aware of that because I've been listening to the new song, Dead. Finally, new music. And obviously, the promotion before that kind of shocked everyone. Like, what? Rest in peace? What did you? What? No? No, they can't. No, they can't leave now. And then you just dropped a new song. I was like, what?
It was kind of fucking hilarious how, like, it got everyone so intensely. It was like, bands do this all the time. Bands wipe their socials all the time. I mean, I guess the RIP thing, sure, was like a little bit dramatic. And to be fair, the original marketing plan, which was by me and Brandon of the band, like the original things they wanted to put on the website and wanted to say were way more dramatic. And I was like, y'all, we need to it had like date ranges and stuff.
Oh, but, no, guys.
And I was like, that's a finality. That's like too much.
Yeah.
Like RIP. The song's called Dead. Sure. Right. Like once it's out, they'll make that connection. But yeah.
And it's very good because it came out a week ago and it's already on my favorites playlist on Apple Music. I don't know any other radio station apart from Rock Antenna. I don't know about Spotify or Apple Music. But sometimes my alter ego listens to Spotify and Apple Music and it's fun. And Dead is on there. And it's so cool. And it's kind of like a mixture of the old Atreyu, of the Curse era, actually, like the old Atreyu. And is it also like a step forward into the future too? Like what you want to show the people? Like this is what we're going to sound like from now on. Or is this just a gimmick, like a play thing, which is release one single and then it's fine?
It's not a gimmick. It's a genuine song that we love. It is definitely all of those things you listed. You know, it's when we wrote that song and maybe others, I don't know, eventually we'll talk about that another time or not today, but we intentionally didn't listen to anything for the last 10 years.
Oh, wow.
And we wanted to get ourselves out of anything that is current because our goal has never been to be the current cool band. Like, we want to write songs that we love And we don't want to go with the same tricks that, like, if you listen to a lot of heavy music right now, all due respect, because a lot of them are my friends, a lot of it sounds the fucking same.
Yeah.
And we are actively trying to not do that. We did not want to use a producer that was in the realm of it. So we used our friend Matt Pauling, who is a brilliant musician and even more brilliant producer. We actually traveled to Japan with him and rented a little Airbnb in this area called Shinjuku, which is like a quiet little village, as quiet as my little village.
Mm-hmm.
And we recorded that we wrote Dead there. And it was really fucking loud, as you can hear in the song, to record that at like 11 at night and no one complained because they're so respectful. But anyways, it was intentional to, you know, how do I articulate this properly and respectfully to the past of our music? Sometimes, in my opinion, this is my personal opinion, we have fallen into the trap of writing predictable songs.
Mm-hmm.
That is based on producers we were working with. Sometimes it was intentional. You know, you have to play the radio game. Sometimes, especially in America, like, you can't have screaming on any of that. So you have to write a certain type of song, and there are formulas that work. We have tried to, especially on Dead, write a song that takes you on a journey. Write a song that makes you feel like it's... And obviously the chorus repeats three times, you know, and there's a verse, chorus, bridge, chorus, outro, as in every fucking song that exists most times. But we tried to do it in a way that was a little more exciting than normal. And I think we achieved that, you know?
Yeah, you did. Yeah. It sounds different. Yeah, that's what, exactly, because with all due respect to all the bands I love, Bring Me the Horizon and Bad Omens and everybody, I love them so much. Architects, I love you. But yeah, it's kind of like listening to the same band over and over.
Well, there's always a band like a Bring Me the Horizon, right?
That
comes out
and
are so fucking big, and everyone's like, "How do we do what they did?
Yeah,
how do we sound like that? Like Jordan Fish produced it, because he's fucking magic. Like he's incredible. I would love to work with him, and I would be very curious to what it sounded like.
Yeah,
that wasn't our goal with this.
Yeah.
You know, and there's always a band that paves the way, and Bring Me's been doing that. Architects fucking did that. That Animal song is one of the best sounding things I've ever heard. Their new album's fucking phenomenal. Once again, I think it's clear that I've meant no disrespect of what I said. We were just trying to do something different. And I think that's something we've always done with our career is when we've not tried to just be ourselves and do what we love and tried something a little outside the box, then... It was obvious. I think if you listen to our catalog and you can tell when we were like, let's write another Bleeding Mascara. Let's write another Becoming the Bull. Or, and you know, it doesn't work.
Yeah, that's
it true. Only works, this band only works when we are being true to ourselves and being true to what we love about music. And yeah, not letting the outside voices get in.
So why Japan?
We were actually just on our way to Jakarta. For a festival show. And Dan, our guitarist, loves Japan. And he was like, why don't we just have a long layover in Japan? Oh, like, that's a great idea. And then I don't know who said, let's see if Matt wants to go with us. But whoever did, it was probably Brandon, that was like, let's see if he wants to go. And he did. And he was like, fuck yeah. And all you need is a laptop to record anything these days.
True. So. Yeah, true. And maybe an e-drum set. No? No, basically just a laptop, really? Your brother was... That's so fucking cool. That is...
He could program... You wouldn't even need guitars.
Yeah.
Like, you don't even need guitars or bass. You can program... I didn't pull my bass out of the case once when we were writing that song. There wasn't a need to, because you get the idea out. You want to get something down. That's not the final song. That's... You're going to record it again. And we re-recorded everything in Los Angeles at his studio. And used proper everything. So
proper everything.
But just to get the idea out and to write the song, get a demo.
Yeah.
You don't,
so you've been writing more songs than one.
I have nothing to say on that topic.
Okay. Yes, they did.
So dramatic. Sehr dramatisch. But it's serious. Yeah, I'm not at liberty to say.
It's fine. It's totally fine. I get it. But I love that for us, for me and for my music playlist in the future. So that is out now. And then you're going to go on tour, obviously, for England first and then Germany. And yeah. You're... gonna play the whole The Curse album, right? And some fan favorites maybe, or how's the set list gonna be like?
Depending on whether the European club decides to turn into a fucking rave party and how long our set is, we will definitely be playing a couple hits after the fact. But I will say besides the fact that we're gonna play Dead, we're gonna be still playing all pretty old stuff. We're gonna play something from our first album. We're gonna play things from third and fourth album as well. That's it. We're not playing anything newer.
That's okay.
Besides the newest song we have.
But besides the newest song. Dead.
Which we played it last week. We played in a Louder Than Life festival in the States. And it was so fucking fun to play that song live.
Yeah.
But also...
Was it the first time you played that?
First time.
Yeah.
We'd filmed the music video a couple of days before and we had rehearsed it together the day after that. But as far as like playing it live, it was the first time. And that song is fucking hard. It's something that when it's one of those songs that when you're writing it, you don't think about like, okay, on bass, I have to do this like way more intense than what I just did. And I have to do like these long screams over it.
Yeah.
I've never rehearsed a part more. See, more, I should say. Yeah. It's fucking cool.
I've always envied people who were able to play an instrument and sing by, like, especially like stuff like bass and drums where you, like, you gotta keep the rhythm. You gotta, it's way harder than E-E-E and A-A-A. So, and then singing too. Well, all my respect to you, and I'm very excited to see that live. And I'm gonna do my best to clap on one, so you're out of it.
Germans are...
It's like a German... It is a German thing, though. They weep on rhythm. I don't know.
I would say you're better than most places.
Really?
Nobody's perfect, because we have... I mean, we have something in our ears that's going...
Yeah.
So we know what's on time, but y'all are better than most places. Let's say.
Well, that's...
Don't go... Like, America has no fucking clue how to keep time. I'll tell you that much.
See, but I went to a Pixies show in Raleigh. Was it Raleigh or Charlotte? I don't know. But I kind of had a feeling... Maybe it was because of the Pixies, because they're kind of like an intellectual band. So...
The girls... Girl older, a little smarter. Yeah. No, okay. Sorry to drop.
For people who haven't seen Atreyu before, I've heard these people exist for some reason. How would you describe your live shows in three words?
Three words?
Three words.
Das ist nicht einfach. I have no idea. I mean, there's moments of chaos. There's a whole lot of fun. I don't know. Like
chaos, fun, yeah.
We make it a point to enjoy ourselves.
That's true.
That is the thing that I think is the most. That's the thing I want someone to take away from the Atreyu show is that it was a safe place, and they had a fucking blast. Because we have a fucking blast. And I think it's obvious to the people that attend our shows. We are not a band that is doing this for the money. Fucking wish. We are doing it because we love it. We're doing it because we enjoy each other's company. We like touring with each other and we like doing this. And if we didn't, I wouldn't be doing this. Truly. Yeah. I'm an artist and I can make a lot more money doing that if I wanted to. And just being home and actually... being present with my family and my wife and my dog, you know?
Oh, yeah. I guess. Oh, doggos. Yeah. Oh, we have 10 minutes left. Why? We hate Zoom. Anyway.
You work for a major corporation. You have them pay for this.
I don't know what we have to worry about.
Come on.
Rock up. We want good interviews. You got to have an hour.
It's true. You know.
Well, we have Teams. Microsoft Teams, but that's not as good as Zoom. So anyway,
we're going to do one more question on the tour. Because, and then I'm going to let you do like a shout out thing if you want to for our fans, because we're going to raffle out tickets for your shows, especially for Munich. Yeah. The backstage. And that's then basically it. If you want to, so we might be able to squeeze that in 10 minutes. I've done way worse interviews. Jonathan Davis, 5 minutes. That was tough.
Well,
yeah.
But you don't know how many interviews he had to do that day. You know, maybe his dog died that day. You never.
I know. Never know. And that's why
I just got to give. You always give those people the benefit of the doubt.
Yes, I do.
Not everyone can be Jacoby Shaddix. You know.
That is true. That is a hardcore, super professional guy when it comes to.
But also, like the nicest human being, who genuinely like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Love. Don't get me started on him. We don't have enough time.
But yeah, as I was a tour manager myself, I know how fucking hard it is. So I very much appreciate you doing this before the tour, because on tour is like, when I was managing those bands, I was kind of like, you haven't eaten this. You can't do the interview now. You have to eat first. So I'm saying, it's a lot of stress. Anyway, one more question about the German shows. Do you have any special memories about the German shows, especially since you live here? That's kind of like more special than for any other country.
It is, let's be clear, much more special to me than any other country, with all due respect to where I came from. I fucking love playing in Germany. Our band loves playing in Germany. It gets the best response. Like the fans are the most excited here in this country. And I mean that truly. I would say the first time I spoke proper German on stage was Rock am Ring in 2019, where we were actually playing in the same lineup that we're in now, before all the transition happened. But so after the first couple songs, I grabbed the mic and did the like, "Hello, we're Atreyu," which is not normally my role. Normally I'm tuning my guitar and getting water. That's Brandon's role. Mm-hmm. But I did it, and I did it in full German. And I'd kind of prepped a speech. You know, I'd asked my wife to make sure like I was saying the right things that I wanted to say. And it was fucking cool to be like, "Rock am Ring, wie geht es dir?" Like, "Wir sind der Treue aus California und wir sind so aufgeregt für hier," like, whatever. I don't remember what I said. I'm making it up, trying to be who I was 6 years ago. But when I started speaking German and I said we were from California and I said more than "Hallo, danke," they were like, you could hear a fucking pin drop at Rock am Ring. Like, they were just like, wait, what the fuck is happening? It was silent. It was wild. That was a great memory. And so like I do every night we play in Germany, Brandon's like, "Take it away, guy." Yeah. So
that's right. Try to say something.
Yeah. Perfect. Now you just need a guy who speaks, I don't know, Italian, Spanish. You can do all the
European. After everyone in the band saw how well it worked and how like appreciative the fans were. And how engrossed and how much they paid attention to that moment. We were all like, okay, well, you learn Spanish, you learn French, you learn Italian, etc. None of those fuckers did it. I will say though, Travis speaks Portuguese.
Oh, hello.
And so we played Portugal in 2023 for the first time, and I forced him to speak. He does not talk. He is not a social person. He's the funniest person in our band by far, but he never speaks. And I forced him to take my microphone and speak, and he had like a thing prepared. And he's like, "Oh, what do you say?" And I was like, so I told him exactly like roughly what I said, and he translated that, and he did it. We also did it in Brazil.
Oh yeah, perfect.
Earlier this year for our first time ever. So yeah, it was good.
That's so nice. Thank you so much. And I'll see you in Munich at the backstage.
Yeah, come say hello.
I will say hello. I'll be on up front. I'm going to clap.
Have a great day. Evening.
Whole lot of talk. The interviews that rock. Subscribe to our channel for more rockin' podcasts.